This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car, and we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Words that were spoken by Ronald Reagan back in 1988, very appropriate today. And, you know, as we've been saying on this show, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not going to remember the whole basis of our Constitution, this is why I remind you, go ahead and read the Constitution. I mean, you know, days like today, you know, 4th of July, take a couple of minutes, read the Constitution, fall in love with this document again, you know, and fall in love and appreciate our founding fathers and the God that they served and the God they relied on for wisdom in putting this all together. I mean, how do you, you know, you think about it, it's most incredible. You know, you're given the job and the task to start a new government. And you're pulling away from, you know, the number one government on the planet and military force at the time, which is Britain, and you're going to pull away. And understanding also at the same time is that, you know, like what's going on right now in Europe, you know, whether you're leaving or staying, you get that dynamic tension of people saying, well, you know, I really just don't want to let go of the crown. I mean, I kind of like the crown. I mean, you know, some of these things can be worked out. But the prevailing and majority thought at the time was that it's not going to work out. And they had to make the decision. They had to declare their independence. And understanding what that meant. I mean, they were sealing their fate. There was no turning back. It was, hey, look, we are independent. We are declaring our independence. That's what 4th of July is all about, that they were willing to fall on their sword. They're giving up, you know, their honor, their treasure, their very souls, you know, for this great American experiment. And, you know, and I think that that's, to me, for what they gave and what not only they, but men and women, you know, throughout history have given their very lives and their treasure, that the American experiment, this great American experiment, would continue. And this is the way that we can honor them, is by honoring what they believed in, advancing the cause. And as, you know, President Reagan said, three little but very powerful words, we the people. And if we're not going to hold on to that, well, I'll tell you, the elites say thank you very much, and they will take over our government, which is pretty much what they're doing now. And clearly, as government expands, liberty contracts, and the elites love that. The ruling class of America loves when liberty contracts, because that means they can control us all the more. But I'm encouraged by what Bruce Kaufman shared with us in his travels across this country, that there are many Americans that are holding to the cause and fighting. In fighting and holding on to we the people, and that needs to spread and be ignited from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. This is America, 4th of July, 2016, on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as usual. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information, everything you know, is right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Brian McClanahan is back with us. Yes, the author of the book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America and Four Who Tried to Save Her. I know you're going to be fascinated by his perspective on this, because some that you may have thought, were terrific. Maybe not so, but you know, it's all based on perspective and what the measurement is, right? Well, let me give you a little bit of Brian's background. A well-known author and historian, Dr. McClanahan is the author of The Founding Fathers' Guide to the Constitution, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Founding Fathers, Forgotten Conservatives in American History, and The Politically Incorrect Guide to Real American Heroes. Dr. McClanahan has written for various conservative outlets, including TheDailyCaller.com, LouRockwell.com, TownHall.com, and HumanEvents.com. Brian, I really appreciate you coming back and revisiting your book. Again, congratulations on it. I think it is a pertinent book, especially for as critical as this 26 elections is mounting up to be.
Well, you're certainly right. And again, thanks for having me back on. But this this election is, I think, one of the more interesting in American history. I don't think we've ever had a situation before where one of the candidates has been under so much scrutiny, legal scrutiny,
yes,
going into the election, and it's really unprecedented. I think there's one other campaign where you had this issue before, and that was all the way back in 1884 with James Blaine, who was nominated by the Republican Party. He was considered to be highly corrupt, and that was actually brought out in the campaign, and he lost. So I guess one of the things we can take solace in is if the American people will listen, and the Republicans will do their due diligence and attack Hillary Clinton the way they need to, perhaps the people will have the final say in this entire issue.
Well, it's been said in this information age, we have so much information, but yet so little knowledge. Is because we're so ideologically fixed that we really don't want to get a grip of the information that's coming our way?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you look back in American history, everything, all the media was biased. The difference then and now, between then and now, is that they were upfront about their biases. Now the media tries to hide behind this veil of objectivity, which they're really not, particularly the mainstream media. So I think people are cynical. That's part of the problem, because when someone is investigated for crimes that any common American would be put behind bars for, and they somehow get out of it, people become very cynical, and they think, well, what's the use? And so they stop paying attention. And I don't think it's too much information. I think it's just people simply don't care, because they don't believe that their voice counts or that it matters. And even if they did try to vote, who cares, because the bad people are just going to get away with it anyway. So I think that's one of the real allures with Trump right now, is that he's able to capitalize on this anger that Americans feel about that they're not being represented anymore. And when you have people like the Clintons running around, they can do whatever they want. The political class gets away with everything. And I think that people are starting to say, well, what? Maybe this is our last stand. You know, maybe this is it. If we can't win here, I don't know what we're going to do. And I think that's why I said I think this election is shaping up to be very interesting.
Well, you know, interesting is what happened in Europe. We had a conversation with Davy Sims from the BBC, and, you know, he felt the anger there, even though he was one to stay with the EU. He didn't want to leave. But then now in Northern Ireland, where he's based out of, and Slovenia part of the time, I mean, he's faced with, you know, the effects of the vote. But he saw a groundswell and a grassroots anger that was taking place, which is pretty much the same to your point that's happening here in America. You know, people are tired of being invalidated and inconsequential in a government that says it's about we the people, not them the few.
Well, sure. And I think that the Brexit vote is interesting because people are taking things back in their own hands. And whether you agree with the decision or not, the really interesting part of it is it's a victory for decentralization. People are saying, you know what, we don't want a government born in Brussels, in the case of Great Britain, legislating for us here in Great Britain. And I think a lot of Americans are looking at the United States and saying, you know what, I live in Idaho, and I don't know why a government that's well over 1,000 miles away is dictating how I need to live my daily life here in Idaho, or whether it's in you know, Alabama or Massachusetts or California. There are people saying, you know, maybe we need to govern ourselves. Maybe the states can do a better job of many of these things. And unfortunately, you have your political class and your federal overlords out there saying, no, you know what, I know you've passed a constitutional amendment, but that's unconstitutional now. We're just going to invalidate that through a court decree or whatever the case may be, and you have no voice anymore. So I think part of the groundswell for Trump is these people that are frustrated. They want more control over their own daily lives and their own local communities, their town, their state, their county. And they just can't have it. And so, you know, Brexit, I think, is a nice example of that this could happen. Maybe even here, people could start saying, you know what, we want more decentralization. We want to take power back in our own own community and stop giving so much up to Washington, D.C.
Well, I find it's rather hypocritical when you have the elites talking about the importance of a vote and you have millions of votes being vacated by an activist judge time and again. As you say, you know, the grassroots is getting fed up with not being heard. And not only will the federal government say, you know, through executive order or through some other means, up to and including taking the money that they got from We the People and utilizing that money to basically coerce the states to do as they dictate.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the states are complicit in a lot of this problem, too, because they're addicted to the federal cash. Mm-hmm. And I point that out in my book, you know, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America, because you know, when you look at education, for example, the states aren't going to buck the system too much because they rely so much on the federal dollars to balance their budgets. And this massive power grab by the federal government has been in some ways facilitated by the states themselves and saying, okay, well, if you'll give us the cash, we'll do what you say.
Right.
And I think that's a major problem. In order for the states to really stand up to the government, they have to become a little more independent themselves in their own budgets. If they're not, we're just going to run into the same problem over and over again, where the federal government will pass unconstitutional laws or through executive order, however they're going to do it, and the states are going to have to comply because they need the money. And if the federal government cuts off that money, they're in very serious trouble. So I think that's and same thing with individuals. You know, individuals are addicted to the federal cash as well in many different ways. So that's the real problem. It's the cash. You have to follow the cash. It's always said to find out, you know, where the problem lies. And in this case, people need that money and they're not willing necessarily to give it up when it's in their best interest to do so.
Yeah, but they don't understand deferred gratification, you know. In this microwave world that we live in right now, where we can stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, because it's still not fast enough. You know, we just don't want to be patient. We don't want to wait, even though some might even say, yeah, it might be better to wait. But, you know, hey, I need my goodies now. And along the way, they're giving up so much of their liberty. And that's the point of your book, is that, you know, America is unhinged. It's in a state of chaos, if the truth be known. And I believe, and I think I'm reading this in your book correctly as well, that it's because we've unanchored ourselves from our basic foundation, which is the Constitution of the United States.
Well, certainly, and it didn't happen overnight. You know, oftentimes people say, my gosh, Obama's so bad. How did it get so bad so fast? My response is it's been bad for a long time.
Yes.
And we have to, the thing is, we have to criticize people that we like when they deserve it. And that's when you start this segment saying, well, you know, some of the people I criticize, we might actually like. In
right.
fact, one of the hardest chapters for me to write in the book was the very first chapter, because I criticized George Washington. And I think Washington is the greatest man in American history. But as president, he did a couple of things that were not on the level with the Constitution, and he was advised by Alexander Hamilton to do these things. But
Brian, we got to go to break. Keep it right there. We're going to pick it up on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. We've got more with Brian McClanahan right after this.
You married. Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
About 19 minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. It is right there for you. Hey, we have an honor to right now to have Brian McClanahan back with us. His book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America and Four Who Tried to Save Her. And we just started to get into the first chapter of the book, which is George Washington. And, Brian, I can imagine, you know, anytime we talk about the Founding Fathers and George Washington being, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest president, it's hard to really, you know, break it down when you say, okay, this is the standard on which the presidents are going to be measured. And you ran into conflict with that.
Exactly right. And the first chapter is actually Washington and Jackson, Andrew Jackson. So it was the antecedents of executive abuse. And when you look at Washington in his second term in particular, there were two things that he did that were called out by people like James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and others who said, you know, you're going beyond the powers, the delegated powers of the executive branch. And that was the Whiskey Rebellion, his response to that, and also the Neutrality Proclamation. Now, the Neutrality Proclamation was a very good idea. Nobody wanted to go to war, but Madison and Jefferson said, wait a second here. Where is there a proclamation power in the executive branch where you can just unilaterally decree that we're going to be neutral? That's the job of the Congress to do. Mm-hmm. And so actually Hamilton and Madison had a big debate in the press under pseudonyms about this. And then, of course, the Whiskey Rebellion, you know, Washington marched an army into Pennsylvania without the consent of the state to put down this quote-unquote rebellion, and the governor of the state, Thomas Mifflin, who was a member of the Philadelphia Convention, knew full well that he had to have it. Washington actually had to have permission from the state of Pennsylvania to do it, and he didn't have it. So he was also called out for that. Maybe this was an abuse of power. So when you look, when you go back to find executive abuse, it goes all the way back to that very first administration, and it just snowballed from there.
Well, Brian, after all, we're human beings. I mean, we're going to make mistakes, and sometimes, you know, you got the big gavel, or you're in the main chair, or as President Obama says, you know, you're behind the desk. You can get filled with your own power, can't you?
Absolutely. And, I would take Washington or Andrew Jackson over the current administration we have any day of the week. Mm-hmm. If you're citing two mistakes in 8 years, that's not bad.
Exactly.
But when you look at what's happened in the last 100 years in particular, the executive branch has become the most powerful branch of government, unconstitutional, I might add. And so you have tremendous authority in the executive branch that, my gosh, George III would have killed to have in 1776.
Exactly.
The grievances against George III pale in comparison to what we go through now from executive power. It's just amazing to me how far we've come. And in a little over 200 years,
exactly.
We've gotten to a point where we have an elected king.
Well, Brian, that's why, you know, I think the last time we talked about listing the grievances. I still believe that's key. I mean, we're ripe for a second American Revolution, talking necessarily pick up guns or whatever. But if we're going to get this country back on track, I think we have to be prepared to, as the Founding Fathers were, to fall on our sword for the sake of liberty. And are we willing to do that? But prior to, we need to have an understanding of what it is that we're upset about. Right now, we have a lot of emotions flying around. I think Donald Trump, yes, he's tapped into it, but I don't think necessarily he's organized it in such a way to where it's a cohesive thought and it's a rallying cry here in this country, whether it's political correctness or building a wall or let's hit the pause button on refugees coming to America. There's something I think that is lacking in terms of an articulated vision that could really bring people on all sides and be bipartisan, because I believe that's what our country is aching for. It is aching for a vision, you know, beyond the title and the banner of making America great again, or yes, we can, and the other slogans that have been proffered prior. It's just not, I'm begging for an articulated vision, you know, and if Trump is the guy, he's the guy, and great, you know, let's go make it happen. But let's bring the people together and let's unify this country.
Well, sure. And I think the real solution comes down to what I was talking about earlier on in the conversation. And I call it think locally, act locally. You know, honestly, when people say, well, write your congressman or, you know, write your senator, it unfortunately has very little impact, as we've seen over and over again. Every now and then you have a groundswell where the Congress will respond to some popular demand to do X, Y, or Z. But at the end of the day, people need to start focusing on what they can do in their own home for educating their family or their friends, what they can do in their local community or their state to try to get away from this very strong central government, you know, try to become more financially independent, these type of things. Mm-hmm. And I think if Americans could do that and focus where they really do have more power, I know my local mayor personally or my local, you know, city councilman personally, but I sure as heck don't know my member of the House personally or my U.S. senator personally. When you can do that and create a personal government, I think that in some ways you could arrest some of these problems. But it's going to, unfortunately, when you say that, I mean, this is going to take a while. It's not an immediate solution. And mm-hmm. someone like Trump is maybe more like an aberration than anything else. He might make an impact, and then the steamroll will keep going, keep rolling down the road. And we're still looking at a very dangerous and bad situation for liberty.
Well, we have an opportunity for change, and can it be lasting change, like with Ronald Reagan? I mean, Ronald Reagan turned things upside down, but it just was unsustainable because people cannot help but be who they are, and the bureaucracy is already pretty well baked into the cake. And how can somebody, through two administrations, change the route that needs to be altered? I mean, Schwarzenegger found that out in California real quick, didn't he?
Right, he did. That's my point. This is going to take longer than just the president being elected. Unfortunately, as you said, it's been 100 years getting here. Mm-hmm. The progressives were genius in how they would do this, and that's just essentially changed the entire fabric of society and our understanding of government. And so it took them 100 years to get to this point. Unfortunately, I don't know if we've got 100 years to turn it back around, but we've got to start educating people and got to start telling people, look, this is what the executive branch was meant to do. This is what it does. And there's two different things there. And if we don't start educating people, we're in very bad shape for the future.
Well, we've been set up because our education system has been hijacked by progressives, and that happened in the turn of the century. And they've dumbed down to our students, and here we are today. You know, they're not being taught history. They're not being taught civics. They're not, they just need to read your book just to get an idea here, just to, you know, maybe catch up just a little bit. And getting back to it, let's talk about Abraham Lincoln, how he violated the Constitution.
Well, sure. I mean, Lincoln's one of those ones that's often seen as the greatest president in American history. But again, Lincoln had some problems. First and foremost, and we all lauded the Emancipation Proclamation, and it's a great thing. It ended slavery. We all agree with that. Ultimately, put it on the path to extinction. But the problem was, as a former Supreme Court justice pointed out, it was unconstitutional. The president had no power to do that. And Lincoln's response was, well, because we're in a state of war, I can do this. The best would be the enemy, which was Lincoln's response. And Benjamin Robbins Curtis was the Supreme Court judge. He said, well, wait a second. I agree with abolition. But if you open up this Pandora's box, you can't close it. So now what we've seen generally in the last 150 years, particularly in times of war, you have the suppression of civil liberties. If you look at World War One and World War Two, for example, you had massive expansion of federal government and federal power unconstitutionally over every element of the economy, of society. And that's just continued on because after World War Two is over, then you have the Cold War and now you have the War on Terror. So the government uses these emergencies to expand powers beyond what they have constitutionally. And that's where you get into a really delicate situation. And, mm-hmm. and Lincoln was capitalizing on that in the 1860s.
Well, and that's why Ronald Reagan said that's the closest thing to eternal life, right? A bureaucracy?
Right.
A government agency?
You create an agency, and it never goes away. And that, and after World War II, Harry Truman just renamed all these things, and they just stayed around. And even though we were supposed to undo all this wartime emergency powers, that, you know, all these new departments and bureaucracies that have been created, it never happened. They just got renamed and rolled into something else. And we still have it. So once you create it, you can never undo it. And I think Americans are finding that out very, very prominently in the modern age.
Exactly. Well, Dr. McClanahan has been with us. And his book, Nine Presidents Who Screwed Up America and Four Who Tried to Save Her, he writes, by the time President Obama leaves office in 2017, Americans will have suffered under 28 consecutive years of unconstitutional executive usurpation of power. How can America survive? If we don't wake up, ladies and gentlemen, if America and the grassroots doesn't come together and be unified against what is happening to our government and how our Constitution is being violated, then it's sad to say, I think America may be beyond the tipping point. But I still have faith because I choose to hang on to Brian, I'll tell you. Brian McClanahan, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
More. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us. And remember, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where all the information is. And you want to be in the running for that free Risen DVD Blu-ray disc that we're giving away. We got plenty to give away. Just drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address and tell me that, look, if you want to be in the hoppa for the Risen DVD, we'll get you in there. And all the best to you. We've got Dan Perkins with us right now. He's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. Dan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you for having me on again.
Always good to have you on, and particularly, boy, I'll tell you, after all this stuff that's swirling around, I mean, if James Comey did not do us a favor, it was that he didn't give us the whole truth and nothing but. He just left so much up to conspiracy, and the blogosphere is going absolutely nuts.
I agree, and I would say to you, Bill, let me give you an example, of how this feels. Do you remember what happened when we had Justice Roberts?
Yes, exactly.
Change the law in order to find a way to approve Obamacare. Were we terribly disappointed?
Yeah, exactly. To the point that he's become a verb, you know. And in the same case, I believe we've been Justice Roberts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So what he did is he basically rewrote a law in order to accommodate not indicting Hillary Clinton. And the FBI doesn't write the law. The Congress writes the law. But the only way that he could excuse her behavior is this issue of intent. Mm. And how does anybody determine the issue of intent? How do you look into a person's soul and in their heart and decide whether or not they're intending to subvert and to hide and secret information or make it available to anybody who wants it? How do you determine that intent? And that was the basis. That was the basis of his decision, is that he believed under the law that requires the protection of federal documents that her intent was not to defraud or risk national security. How do you determine intent? But that he decided, and mm-hmm. and I just felt when I heard it, I was just, what happened here?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's funny you should bring up Justice Roberts, because that was my immediate thought as well. So we were trailing on the same thought. Dan, what, relevant to intent, and I'm a simple guy. I try not to get the guy. I just want to, and this is the thing about, going after the truth and the facts, because it's really, it's a simple straight line, and anything with the Clintons and Obama, you're on a rabbit trail, and you're going down holes that lead to nowhere, and it gets absolutely crazy.
Right.
But, relevant to intent, my first thought is, like, all of a sudden she came home one day and, oh my gosh, there's an email server here. There's a computer here. I mean, that just happened. I mean, you had to have intent to have that installed, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, that's the first step. Now let's take it down through its natural and using, James Comey's words, reasonable, any reasonable person, I say any reasonable person would say, okay, I got a computer. Why would I want a computer? And it was noted in the in these investigations that she was warned by the president not to do this. So I think this thing, what happens is that Comey, it wasn't so much Hillary, that she's too big to jail. It's just that everybody else, I mean, you're talking bringing down the entire Democratic Party into the White House, because this could have been absolutely crazy. But what drives me nuts, Dan, is that I'm talking like I'm a conspiracy nut here. And they did this to us. This is what they left us with.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I don't want to be flippant in my answer, Bill,
mm-hmm.
but so what if we have to bring down the entire Democratic leadership? Either we're a country of laws or we're not a country of laws. And now I'm convinced that we're no longer a country of laws.
Mm-hmm.
We have people in judicial positions and in legal positions who are not only not interpreting the law, they're creating the law away from the legislative process.
Yeah.
I mean, Roberts, in his decision, was bogus in what he assumed. Comey, in his decision, first of all, he had no right to make that decision, but because he made that decision, he had to change the law, but he doesn't have the right to change the law. His job is to enforce the law. But nobody's talking about, that I can find, Bill, are talking about what you and I are just talking about, is that the fact that the director of the FBI has rewritten the federal law on the preservation of documents passed by the Congress.
Exactly.
And he's interpreting it by adding new language into the law in order to allow Clinton to escape.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, prior to his announcement, when I was aware that Hillary was on the plane with Barack Obama to North Carolina, I said, hey, it's in. The fix is in. And we already know what's going to happen. There's no way the president, as you stated, there's no way he's going to be on the plane with Hillary Clinton if he had any idea that she might be indicted.
Yeah, and he, supposedly, Mr. Comey said to the reporters that he did not discuss with Loretta Lynch or the White House.
Yeah, right. Well, the shame about this, Dan, is that everybody says in parentheses about James Comey, honorable guy, straight shooter, hardworking. He's got all kinds of integrity. I got to tell you, yesterday he took a big shot on his integrity armor, and I just, my gut tells me James Comey didn't sleep very well last night.
Maybe he hasn't slept very well for many nights. But once he decided what his angle was going to be, the other thing, Bill, if in fact it's true that the FBI spent 3.5 hours with her on Saturday, mm-hmm. July the 2nd. I'm amazed that the team, whatever the size of the team was, went through the evidence and decided that they couldn't prosecute her because of this intent and made that decision within one day. That, again, doesn't make sense to me that the bureaucracy of the government doesn't work that fast, Bill. Never does.
Right. Well, look how long it's taken them to do this investigation. They had over 100 people on it. And you're going to, yep. Dan, you and I, we get investigated and by the IRS. I mean, with one, maybe 1.5 people, you know, do it, and they find something. I mean, I remember the one time that I got audited, and being in the radio business, I purchase headsets every year, okay? And it's in my taxes that I got these headsets and, you know, get them refreshed every year. Well, they were claiming that it wasn't a legitimate business expense. That was after this big investigation, this audit, you know. I said, okay, whatever, you know, if you guys don't want to accept it, that's fine. I'm going to lose these. But, I mean, this is 1.5 people. They found something on me. I mean, here you got over 100 FBI investigators, and I think part of the reason, to your point here, Dan, that it took them so long is they're wrestling with this deal, and they probably, you know, when they looked at it, they go, oh my gosh, this is criminal activity. Oh my goodness, we're talking the secretary, we're talking Clinton's, we're talking Hillary here, that we're going to have to indict, and oh, the buck doesn't stop there, it goes into the White House. And, oh, yes, this happens to be a political year. She's running for president. How do we do this? And I think part of the reason, to your point, that they spent so much time working through this, because, you know, it was endless. You're going, when are they going to come up and announce this deal? I think they just were all twisted up in knots, and finally they just finally figured, okay, and probably, you know, the president told Comey and called him up and says, hey, look, make the call, and this is the way it's going to be, and Comey had to hold his nose. You know, that's the deal. But anyway, we've got more to talk about on this issue. We're visiting with Dan Perkins, a domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com, trying to bring and offer some sort of reason, if that's even possible, with something so unreasonable. And more from Dan Perkins on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. B-I-F-F-Y-B-A-G.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grace, you know the way you got me.
We're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live, and Dan Perkins is with us, a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. And, of course, we're talking what you're talking about, trying to feather this all this stuff out. Dan, how did we sort this out? I know this is has been troublesome, and you know the text messages that I've been getting, phone calls. I mean, it's almost like the nation needs a therapist here right now.
Well, a couple of things I wanted to finish up with. There was a release of the transcript of Uma Abedin's testimony to or deposition to the FBI. And in that transcript, she says, without question, that Hillary Clinton destroyed government documents. So there is an example where a senior staffer reported under oath to the FBI that the Secretary of State, while she was Secretary of State, purposely destroyed government documents. Now, that alone should have got her indicted, mm-hmm. but they refused to ignore that. That tells me, as you said earlier, there's something smelling in this deal. And I just think that it was, there are so many questions. My guess is, this is just a guess, Bill, mm-hmm. is that soon, I don't know how soon, but soon there's going to start to be leaking of information from people involved, unnamed sources in this investigation that are going to bring out things that would have been kept quiet had they indicted her. Right. See, if they would have indicted her and taken her to a grand jury, all that stuff that's eventually going to come out indirectly would not been able to come out. The staffers who were worked, the 100 agents who worked on this, who have their own opinions, would have been wanted to see what happens to the grand jury. Now that there's not going to be a grand jury, and she appears to have gotten away with this deal, I suspect that we're going to start seeing soon, maybe within a week, information is going to start be leaking. And you know how she used to talk about the emails, where all the emails discussion were like little 1,000 paper cuts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's going to be information that's going to leak out that's going to be thousands of paper cuts, which is going to damage her. There is one positive out of this, believe it or not, Bill. I believe that so many people are outraged, including people who were anti-Trump, are going to change their mind and decide that this outrage can only be rectified if Hillary Clinton is defeated for president. And I think you're going to see a significant increase in the support for Donald Trump.
Well, again, what we saw happen in Europe with Brexit, you know, the attitude, and this is something that's universal. You know, the little guy is having it with these elites that have, you know, have done their own thing and have gotten away with all kinds of stuff for an endless number of years. And there is no question whatsoever that our government is so corrupt. And this is what has come out loud and clear. I mean, the people that still, you know, they're still drinking the Clinton, you know, grape juice, that's fine. You know, God bless them. You know, maybe some at some point you'll bring it, you know, you'll figure it out. But we even need them to get some connection with reality and what the truth is here. You know, why would the FBI, you know, give Brian Pogliano a get out of jail card? Why would they, you know, if this is what we were going to come to, you know, if there was nothing there, why would they offer him exoneration going into this investigation? And even though afterwards, I guess he must have saw that things were going on. So over 125 times he pleads his fifth, even with the get out of jail card.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's very frustrating. I saw there was a picture this morning on Drudge of Hillary at the campaign stop with the president. And there's a picture. Normally speaking, Bill, when the president of the United States speaks at a podium to put the presidential seal, just before he speaks, after he's done, they take it down. In this photograph, they have Hillary standing in front of the presidential seal on the podium where she was in South Carolina yesterday. So again, it's showing her as the president. I think that our country, as you and I know it, can't survive under a 4-year or an 8-year term of Hillary Clinton, because she's going to name these justices of the Supreme Court who will be around for long past our lifetime, and they're going to move this country so far to the left that we won't recognize it at all.
Well, you think about how much money she raised as a Secretary of State for the Clinton Foundation, all the quid pro quo stuff. And I understand, you know, people are saying, well, that's not exactly proven. Well, there's a lot of smoke there, okay? You know, Peter Schweitzer is not some, blogosphere nuthead. I mean, this guy's done incredible research, and then the movie's going to be coming out. So, you know, they ought to have some sort of forensic accounting expert come in and just give an estimate of how much money she raised in the Clinton Foundation, including all the foreign investments and everything else. Now, if she was able to leverage that kind of return on investment and in her position as Secretary of State, what do you think she's going to be able to do as the president? I mean, Bill Clinton, now his speeches, you know, as you know, most presidents, their average speeches probably go, when they're post, about, you know, 70, 80 grand. I mean, he was getting up to a $500,000, $750,000 for his speech suddenly. And the only difference was that she became Secretary of State. Well, now if she becomes president, I mean, does he start getting $1 million speeches now?
Oh, probably more than that. And it's a situation where I really believe this, Bill. I believe that the common man in England is what turned that Brit vote around. I want to believe that the common man in this country and woman, regardless of their race or color or creed or national origin, can smell the truth when it's in front of them, and they can smell lies too. And I just hope and pray that America understands how much they have been, and I know it's a harsh word to use, Bill, but how much they have been raped by these two people over their lifetime.
Well, and I think the bigger issue, after all is said and done here, Dan, is that the common man realizes that America is stronger when we're all strong, when we're unified. We have been the most bifurcated country in this 21st century between what they did with George Bush. This was all orchestrated by the media. They saw an Achilles heel. They went after it. And then, you know, all of a sudden everybody dug in. You had conservatives digging in. You had liberals digging in. And here's what we got. You know, 16 years down the road, you know, we're looking at $20 trillion in debt, maybe 21 by the time this president's administration is sealed up. And we are in absolute chaos right now. We cannot handle these big situations, whether it's a war, which, you know, again, you know, look at what's going on here. You know, Barack Obama's administration has blighted our military, Dan. This is deja vu all over again, what Clinton did to our country. And suddenly we had to go to war. And what did we have? I mean, and right now we're worse off than when Clinton left office. I mean, we're at, in some cases, you know, pre-World War II levels with our military armaments and that. I mean, this is very, very dangerous. And we're so vulnerable right now. And I'm sorry, I don't connect. And if Barack Obama was here, with all due respect, you know, for the office, I'd say, I don't understand how you can tell me that we're more safe today than when you took office. I don't get it. I just see ISIS, you know, spreading, metastasizing even more. The dangers abounding here domestically, the attacks here. Now, our security people are saying, hey, look, it's coming here. You know, what's that? You know, Orlando is just a portent. What we saw happen in Baghdad and what's been happening recently during Ramadan. Hey, get ready. You know, it's coming to America. There's going to be something absolutely humongous. And here we are, you know, we're a gathering people, whether it's football games, basketball games, big events, you know, marathons, whatever. You tell me we're not going to be taken advantage of. And that would not be, you know, something that they would absolutely go crazy over.
Yeah. So I watched the coverage of the event in Orlando, and I watched Geraldo on Fox News on Sunday night. And in a very impassioned plea, he said to the American people, he said, look, wake up. These are ever-escalating events. And, yeah, there were 50 people killed here and hundreds were wounded. But it's going to pale by what's going to come across this border, what's going to come into this country. And that's what I talk about in my first book, in the terrorist perspective of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile.
Exactly.
Is that I try and help people understand that the Muslim faith requires violence to escalate in order to keep their constituency engaged in what it is they're doing. So I agree with Geraldo that it is only a matter of time where the next step is going to be not 100 people are going to die, but thousands, if tens of thousands, if not millions of people. It is only a matter of time. It isn't if, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time before ISIL or some terrorist group will bring nuclear weapons into the United States and detonate and kill millions of American people. It's going to happen.
What's the question here, Dan? More important than everything else is the very soul of this country. That is what the battle is over. You know, are we going to be a nation under God once again, or are we going to continue to see things according to our own eyes and continue on this path of destruction that we are on? And some would suggest that we are beyond the tipping point, and time will tell. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Dan. Dan, of course, a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySearch.com, and TheHill.com. Always good to have you with us, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
are your good.